something. Regardless of who the powers that be are, the people that you elect, the people that I elect into office, remember, you have the f***ing power, we're the f***ing leaders. Don't let these bastards dictate your life or try to tell you what to do, alright?
Well, I will mind flashing in the dark, blind to mind the silence of a thousand broken hearts, for crying out loud, she's screaming unto me, a free for all.
The views and opinions expressed on this local election special edition of Adam and Roger Breaking News are that of the host and represent no other individual, organisation or entity. Adam.
Hello, Roger. You okay this evening?
I'm shattered after a hard week at work, but I'm looking forward to a long bank holiday weekend, and I did get out to vote this week.
Yep, and so did I. I also went to watch the election count. Before we kick in, email address is breakthenewspod@gmail.com. It's important that I get out and vote, and it's something that I like doing. My election campaign didn't go quite so well. In fact, it went terrible, I'm going to be honest. Partly, well, I guess it was me being a bit naive, to be honest, over the past few years.
I prefer hopeful, Adam. I think you were hopeful.
I didn't think I had much chance anywhere because of the independent running. You actually thought it'd be a Labour win, didn't you? Although I thought I might get second place, but in the end I got third.
Yeah, so we were both a little wrong there. But overall, I think our predictions bore out quite well.
I don't know about that. Some of the specific words that we thought the Conservatives would lose, they didn't and stuff. I know the Independents, they gained pretty much control of Bradford, which I kind of agreed. You thought some might get elected, but I guess you didn't expect as many as what actually happened to get elected, though, did you?
No, the Independents were more successful than I thought. And I think that's probably the biggest surprise for me. We thought the Indies would do well, but they actually did extremely well. And it's hard to hide the fact that this seems to correlate nationally with areas with a high Islamic demographic. And whether or not that's a good or bad thing is hard to say. But if the issue they voted on was Palestine, then I think they've made a big mistake, given that these were local council elections.
That's what I thought. I'm going to start with the national picture before we move on to the more interesting local picture. So the national picture is probably not too much as a surprise. According to the BBC, it says 106 out of 107 councils have counted votes, 1,140 seats for Labour, and that's an increase of 185. 521 seats for the Liberal Democrats, which is up 104. Then 513 seats for the Conservatives. That's down 473. It is a bit of a disaster for them. Then there's 228 seats for the Independents and other small parties. That's up 93. There's 181 seats for the Green Party, that's up 74. There's 48 seats for Residents Association, that's up 11. There's 4 seats for the Workers Party of Britain, which is up 4. So George Galloway's party did stand in a few constituencies, not in Bradford, but it did stand in a few. And Reform UK got 2 councillors, and according to the BBC, that's up 2. My understanding is that the only party that lost seats were the Conservative Party. Now, in my opinion, this is my opinion, I must stress, this seems to be, rather than a vote for Labour, it's a vote against the Conservatives, because every other party did well, apart from the Conservatives.
I agree with you, Adam. It is the worst Conservative local election performance in 40 years.
I don't think it's been quite as bad as expected. And in 2023, we actually lost over 1,000 seats, and that were coming off the back of the 2019 local elections. This was actually coming off the back of 2021 local elections, which was actually a good set of results. Still a very bad result, of course. I don't think it were as good as what Labour were hoping for either.
It's interesting to see the plucky Lib Dems coming back into relevance and getting more seats. I actually ended up voting for the Liberal Democrats in the local election, not because I feel particularly strongly towards them, but because I went into the polling booth with my daughter. The polling booth staff were very nice and let me do that. And I read the candidates to her and I said, I'm not voting for Labour, I'm not voting for Conservative. Who should I vote for? And she said, well, he sounds nice and he lives in BD6, the same as us, so vote for him, Dad. So I did.
Oh, that were nice of the polling staff to at least let her in.
Yeah, well, they let her in, let her gut at booth with me, let her see what I was doing and let her ultimately vote for me. Turnout in my ward seemed to be extremely low. When they crossed my name off the list, there were very few other names crossed off. The returning officers looked incredibly bored. There was no one in the car park and no one entering as I left. And as I did leave, I said to them, I'll see you in a month or two. And I thought they'd just say nothing, but they said, yeah, probably.
Yeah.
So maybe they bent the rules a little there.
Probably did. Don't think it really matters because you'd already voted and everything. They're probably more bored than anything. So I don't honestly blame them.
Given that the Liberal Democrats nationally did so well, I'm actually quite pleased with the way I voted because it is quite tactical to vote for them now. The fact is now the Lib Dems nationally control more councils than the Conservatives. So
for this year.
So for this year, they are in a strong local council position.
But Labour, although they've been strong, they did lose control of Oldham. And we saw the Labour vote collapse in many cities with high Muslim populations in the country, didn't we?
Yeah, as we said at the start of this show here, I think based on the Israel-Palestine conflict, the local election won't make a difference for that.
No, it absolutely won't. It won't make a difference at all. And I even spoke to people in my constituency who were just voting, going to vote independent, knew nothing about the lad, and they were going to vote for him just because he were an independent voice because of the gas issue.
Well, I do hope that once that is over, these councillors do show a passion for their local area and deliver. Time will tell. They have a chance.
And they are going to be getting paid a lot of money for this. So hopefully they do make a difference and don't just sit there and shout free, free Palestine all day.
Let's hope they earn it. I mean, Bradford here has shown that it's no longer as watertight Labour as it once was. I mean, they've lost 7 seats to independents and the Greens. This might be enough now to make the council start paying attention and start working for this city, but that could be wishful thinking.
The independent in my seat had nothing to do with the Gaza issue, though. He was just an ordinary independent. He wanted nothing to do with that group, but he got voted in because he'd done a lot of work in the community. And obviously some people thought he were connected with the group just because he were an independent.
I noticed, and you shared with me, you were a very gracious loser, Adam, and I think you put out a message in support of Luke, the victor, and I thought that was a very classy thing for you to do.
Yeah, thank you. My campaign was scuppered completely. For a start off, I've been trying to get a leaflet done. It ain't happening. It's taking forever. It's last minute, as usual. They actually ended up having loads of leaflets. One got suspended by the main party because of the association not checking everything through properly. The other ones, we ended up paying for delivery. The deliveries only probably did about half of the leaflets. I didn't pay for delivery, but I did end up spending some of my own money on this useless campaign for leaflets. But I ended up getting a worse result than last year. So I only actually got 574 votes. Now, you were actually pretty close there. You said Conservatives would be down to 600, didn't you?
Yeah, that was more of a lucky guess, to be honest.
Yeah, and last year I got 849, so quite a significant drop. Also, you said Labour's would go up. Now, Labour's actually went down as well. It went down to 919 from 1206.
Yep, I
So,
underestimated the independence, I'll admit.
yeah, that was in my constituency. But yeah, the independent guy got 2130. That's a lot for an independent. The Green Party got 279, and the Liberal Democrats got 71. Independents did well across the board in Bradford. Me and Roger made a guess a few weeks ago, didn't we? So, in terms of what actually happened, Bailden remained conservative, so I guessed that correct. You thought Bailden were gone, so that's 1-0 to me. Bingley Rural remained conservative. Both of us guessed that Bingley Rural would remain conservatives, so 2-1. Wharfedale, that remained conservatives. We both predicted Wharfedale to remain conservative, so that's 3-2. And Werfelly also remained conservatives. We both have predicted that, so that's 4-3. Now, the ones that I got wrong were Ilkley. So I predicted that we would gain a seat in Ilkley, which we didn't. That's me down to. So it's 3-3, and I also predicted that we would keep Keighley West, which we didn't. So that's 3-2 to you now. And the ones that you got wrong was that we would keep hold of Craven, which we didn't. So that's 2-2. So we both got exactly the same. We weren't gained by the Labour Party, Craven, Roger. It was gained by the Green Party.
Yeah, and it surprised me to see the Greens win so much in Bradford. I thought maybe the Lib Dems might pick
But
up
the
one or
Greens have
two,
always been.
or even reform in Yorkshire.
So Greens got a councillor in Tonglashire. They got one in Shipley. They got one in Ilkley. They got one in Craven. Some of these they held before, but they're the ones that they got.
What about the mayoral elections, Adam? What do you think? Who did you vote for there?
I voted Conservative. What about you?
I thought as much, but just checking that one I spoiled. I just wrote on the ballot paper, no mayor, fix Bradford, sort Richard Dunns.
Yeah,
And
fair
I put that
enough.
in the box. That amused my daughter very much. I know that Tracy Rabin, Labour, won the mayoral seat in West Yorkshire, but given that, as far as I can see, the mayoral position's totally useless and all she'll do is sit on her backside for 4 years, I could not care less.
And she got over 50% of the vote, which is, yeah, quite high. I know Conservatives came second. I think it was the Green Party that came third. They got over 12% in the Green Party. But that's because of the call for a ceasefire, wasn't it?
Probably, yeah. And that's what I should have seen in the Green Party and why I underestimated them as well as the independents.
The only place with a high Muslim population where the Greens did well in Bradford was probably Shipley.
So let's talk about these local elections on the national level and what the future implications are for them, Adam. Rishi seems stupid enough to try to hold on to power for the time being, yet Julia's position as Prime Minister is now completely illegitimate. What do you think?
To be honest with you, Roger, I don't think they've been as bad as expected. It's not going to end in a Conservative majority government. I'm quite sure about that, and you are as well. But what I think it will end up meaning is potentially a hung parliament, because it means that George Galloway's party is going to take some of Labour's seats. Conservatives will hold on to some seats in the rich areas, but only in the rich areas, not in the poor areas, which will make it a Labour minority government. And they'll have to form a coalition with someone.
I think the Conservatives may even end up in a hung opposition, never mind a hung parliament. I don't think there's any way they're getting into a parliament whenever the next election is, Adam.
What do you think? They're just going to get a tiny handful of seats?
I think they'll get enough to keep in opposition, but I'm hoping they don't.
You want them to be abolished?
I want them hammered. I want them binned to irrelevance if.
Because, like I said, I think there has been a slight recovery since 2023, but very, very marginal.
I don't think there is, Adam. I think it's worse than ever.
There has been some ups and downs in these results. For example, in the mayors, They actually got a new one in York and North Yorkshire did Labour. Now, I thought that was very, very disastrous for the Conservatives. But they did manage to hold on to Tees Valley. The Conservatives held in there. It used to be a Labour stronghold in that area.
That's the positive that Rishi can accentuate, but there aren't many positives to take from this for him.
Well, in the three, obviously they lost seats, but in the Police and Crime Commissioner results, the Conservatives actually held on to many of the Police and Crime Commissioners in the south of England.
The reason why I think a lot of people down south would vote for Police and Crime Commissioners is because they've seen what a terrible job Labour Mayor Sadiq Khan has done with the Met Police, and they don't want any of that.
That is probably true, and Conservatives have tougher punishment for criminals as well than Labour's policies, so I think they are more trusted in terms of tackling crime, which might explain why the Police and Crime Commissioner results are different to the other results, maybe.
My biggest takeaway from these local elections, really, is that the Tories are toast. They were elected in on a promise of delivering democracy by keeping their word on Brexit, which they did. But then they betrayed democracy. They stripped us of our freedom. They lied. They parted. The level of corruption in there is as plain as the nose on your face. And since then, they've added insult to injury by giving us unelected leaders for the best part of 2 years. They're done, Adam. If Rishi doesn't declare an election by summer, he can expect a riot. And I wouldn't be surprised. In fact, I'd almost approve of it.
Yeah. When do you think he's going to declare the election? Or do you think, or are you now starting to believe that he is just going to cling on as long as he can for the money?
I think he'll declare it by the end of this month. Because from this point on, for every day an election remains unannounced, I think there should be an act of, Gandhi called it, Satyagraha, which is peaceful, non-violent protest, civil disobedience, boycotts, whatever's legal before they decide to force a new lockdown on us. There should be, because every day these jokers remain in power now is an insult. And for the remaining two-thirds of Bradford Council, that goes for you too. You are on notice. Those independents and the Greens have your ass.
To be honest with you, Roger, I think it'd be wise to consider calling one as early as this week, to be perfectly honest with you, because A, they want to call one whilst the issue in Gaza's on, because they know Labour will lose seats. B, the economy is starting to recover, they're making a bit of a pullback. C, they're now able to start looking at sorting things out for Rwanda. Also, D, when they do call one, they'll see the polls narrow significantly as well, which means that they may just be able to scrape through in a hung parliament. So with these results not being quite as bad as expected, I think they should just go ahead and call one this week.
Did you say the results are not as bad as expected?
Yes.
Oh, goodness.
They were expecting to lose potentially 500 councillors, and they've lost under 500.
Anyone who'd been listening to Break the News for the last year or so may have expected them to be this bad. I've been saying they'll get a pacing in it, and even you've conceded that recently.
Because, in Bradford, obviously in Queensbury, the Conservative vote share fell. But in Clayton Fairweather Green, Conservative vote share rose on last year. Farton and Allerton, Conservative vote share rose on last year. Wyke, Conservative vote share rose in last year. Nearly all the wards of Conservative vote share rose in most wards, not all wards.
But he hasn't got them in. He hasn't got them across the line.
No, but it's better than last year.
Like Rishi Sunak, it's just looking for glimmers of hope.
Yeah.
But glimmers don't always build into full results. So any plans for general election coming up, Adam?
I'm not sure, but I want to try to get work. See what I can do with this Conservative Federation first. Obviously, I will be supporting our Conservative candidate, but the Federation needs a bit of an overhaul, I think.
So if there are glimmers of hope, could we see Adam Patterson MP?
No, because I am not the provisional MP in Bradford South. It's already been suggested. The provisional Conservative MP in Bradford South is Saf Shah. He has announced it on his social media.
Will you be campaigning for the Conservatives again?
Yes. But regardless of how much time I put in, that's up to me. He's all right. He's a nice lad. Not really sure if he understands the demographics properly. I'm hoping he can give it a shot. And if George Galloway takes some of the Labour voters, he may have a chance.
Well, I wish you and him the very best of luck.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised in a general election if the Conservatives take even more of a pasting.
I think it'll be less, me personally, but we'll just have to wait and see.
You always cling on to hope, Adam, and that's fair enough. You support your party, and that is honourable. The Conservative Party need people like you for when they do return to relevancy. So I wish you the very best of luck.
The people that thought I were going to win in Queensborough, and I knew I wasn't going to win in Queensborough. I'm being serious, there were people in that Conservative Federation that really thought I was going to win in Queensborough, which kind of they were the ones that were clueless.
But on the flip side of that, though, see it as this, you inspired those people, and that's a good thing. Those people had faith and belief in you. 574 people crossed your box, Adam.
Yeah,
That's
that
still an
includes me and my
achievement.
dad. I believe my dad, he says he did anyway. There are still people that ticked my box, but some people will have ticked my box just because it was a conservative name and they don't like Labour. So some people will have ticked my box for that reason.
The tactical voters
Or
and
either that, or just because they've always voted conservative, some people will never change the way they vote and they'll just always vote for one specific party.
well, it's best to look on the bright side. Change is in the air, and this is the first wind of change. Maybe in a week or two time, when we do another podcast, we'll have news to break about the general election date. Who knows?
Yeah, and I knew we'd have a lot to discuss. So nice chatting to you this evening, Roger. And if you do want to get in touch, you can always email us at breakthenewspod@gmail.com and be sure to share this podcast with your family and friends. Anything else that you've got to say, Roger?
Don't forget to go out and vote in your elections. Turnout needs to be higher. We need to make our voices heard. We need to put these scumbags on notice.
We do. So thank you for doing this podcast this evening. It's been nice to catch up with you, and I'm going to say goodbye.
Bye.
Your friend.